from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The 125th anniversary of the Algonquin Regiment was marked at City Hall today with the Freedom of the City ceremony and the raising of the regiment's flag. Commanding Officer Lieutenant Colonel Kirk Langdon said Freedom of the City is one of the most prized honors a community can bestow upon a military unit.
It signifies the respect, the trust, and the esteem held for its soldiers by the citizenry of the city, and grants the unit the privilege of marching through the community bearing arms with drums beating and colors flying.
Langdon added that the soldiers are the sons and daughters of Timmins, giving them extra pride when on domestic operations such as help in times of floods and fire. A summer tradition in downtown Timmins is underway for another year.
Welcome to the first urban park.
DIA Vice Chair Chad Dubano made the declaration, and Timmins MPP George Peary rang the bell to officially open the first of 9 markets on 3rd Avenue between Spruce and Cedar Streets. Each week features a variety of vendors and a different theme for kids' activities. You probably noticed on Canada Day that the clocks in the Millennium Tower at Hollinger Park are gone. The city's manager of facilities and recreation, Lynn Greno, says that after 25 years, their time had come.
We weren't able to get any more parts for the clock. They were impossible to replace or to even replace the whole clock itself.
The tower was a joint Y2K project of the Rotary and Richelieu clubs. They agreed to have the clocks taken down and decided between each other that in their place, the Rotary logo faces Algonquin Boulevard and the Richelieu logo looks into the park. The Storyteller, the 16-foot-high statue of a lumberjack, has been removed from Porquis to the grounds of the Iroquois Falls Pioneer Museum. According to Historical Society President Danny McIntyre, online reaction has been all positive through more than 600 comments and reactions.
And many people who were a little doubtful once they saw him in position, very enthusiastic, well, yeah, that's where he belongs. He's not as big as he looked, and so on and so forth.
McIntyre thinks Storyteller will be the most photographed thing in Iroquois Falls for a long time. The museum itself is open Monday to Friday, 10 until 3, all summer.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.